In this session, David will cover two critical areas in the healing process, aging and handling crisis. You'll learn how levels of consciousness affect the aging process and how applying the levels of consciousness during a time of crisis can reduce your stress levels greatly. Later in this session, David will have some practical tips and techniques on handling fear and removing it from your life for good. To open our session, David gives an explanation of how, as he states, aging is a series of identifications as well as programs, stereotypes, behavioral patterns, and scripts. That which experiences life has no age and is not subject to aging.
Getting older is a cop-out. The inner self doesn't experience aging. As I sit here right now, if I go back into my inner state of consciousness right now, it doesn't exist in the same realm as the thought of aging. Aging is a thought, and the inner awareness of the content of my experiencer has nothing to do with thought. Thought is what the experiencer experiences. But we grow up with all kinds of expectations and models of aging, and obviously you become programmed with all kinds of programs about aging as you get older. So you have to be aware of which one of them is a reality and which is just a thought form, and decline the thought forms that you don't agree with. It doesn't mean that in old age you're going to be in perfect health, and it doesn't mean that everything goes wrong with you in old age is due to the fact that you have a stereotyped idea of what old age is. I mean, I had a sore knee when I was 20 years old, too, so I didn't ascribe it to being 20. But now I got something to blame it on. Of course, today, since I've been talking about it, it's gotten better. It's gotten better. My knee feels better than it did when I came in this morning. This morning, it seemed to get worse after I sleep and rest. Sleep and rest seems to be the worst thing for it. And then exercise makes it better. So that's the opposite of what you would think. So the mind often works in the exact opposite of what you think or believe. And that's something to check out when you're looking at your mind as where is something coming from, is that your mind has done a 180. It does a 180 more often than it does a 90-degree turn. Very often, the mind will think of a complete opposite. Complete opposite. So you look to the opposite. And so now what I have is the older I get, the better my health becomes. The older I get, the better it becomes. I mean, not everybody can put in the day I put in. I put in a hard day today already. Most people just fall over like a flop-flop, I know. Now, a sense of humor keeps us going. One of the best antidotes to self-pity and depression and all those things is a sense of humor. That's why I like that little sign that says, "Yours is the saddest story I've heard all day." Breaks you up with laughter the minute you look at yourself in the mirror and you're feeling sorry for yourself about something, and that breaks you up instantly. I think humor is a very therapeutic modality. Humor has a very healing effect. You know? I think just about everything that people believe about getting older is experienced as a reality by some segment of the population. Then there are some aspects of getting older that seem to be physiologically based. And I suppose if we opened up the brain and counted the neurons per cubic centimeter or cubic millimeter, there may not be as many. Probably not. But what they don't realize is the ones that are left function much better than they used to. I get more mileage out of a neuron than I did when I was young. When I was young, I had an excess of neurons, and each one of them was lazy as all get out. Nowadays, I value all my little neurons. I love them all. And I send them little prayers. Thank you, little neuron. You functioned very well today. I had a wonderful day. I enjoyed a wonderful lunch. I enjoy the sunshine. I enjoy our conversation. I enjoy this cup of coffee. I enjoy the fact that I'm not crippled and falling over. All you got is a sore knee today. Oh, isn't that a sad story? Oh, poor doc. Gee whiz. Oh, he had a poor knee today. Oh, okay, now he feels better. The inner child just got sympathy. That's what the knee was up to, getting a little sympathy and attention, saying to me, "Doc, you've been ignoring me lately. Okay, little right knee. Oh, I'm just rubbing it right now. You are loved. You are recognized. You are valued. God bless you." And you make the sign of the cross over there. You are. It's all healed.